is HDN.
It's Friday. This is the Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
And let's all exhale all together now.
Oh, there that it sounded is. Really good in the headphones. Mm.
Hey, listen, we have long known that Bruce McKinnon, the cartoonist from the Chronicle Herald, is one of the best, if not the best, in the country. Well, now he can claim to be the best in the world. 15th Annual International Editorial Cartoon Competition, first prize. It was a special competition. The theme was Big Brother is Watching. Responses came from all around the world, and Bruce McKinnon came in first. Second spot went to a Quebec artist, a gentleman who does cartoons for a Quebec weekly newspaper. Mm-hmm. Third spot to a guy who does cartoons for a weekly paper out of Portugal.
So they all had to do a cartoon with the same caption or theme?
Just the same theme. Big Brother is watching you.
Do we know what his cartoon looks like? Can we post that on our website?
You know what? I probably can. I'll get a screenshot of it.
Check it. We'll see if Lisa has failed us miserably or if she, in fact, has put it up there.
Okay.
At jamieandlisa.ca. Yeah,
and interesting, of course, to be lampooned by Bruce McKinnon is sort of a badge of honor, especially among politicians. And after the award was announced, Graham Steele, former NDP finance minister, among other things, tweeted that as a politician, there are a few things more thrilling than being McKinnoned, even if it's unflattering. Pretty much says it all. So the Blue Nose 2 Redux, is that how it's said? This is turning into a major boondoggle.
Redo. Maybe that's what it is. It's a redo. Oh, Francis Ford Coppola. He just put Redux, but that's his own way of putting redo.
Redo, it's like, redo.
Oh, wow,
that's
it's Apocalypse
right.
Now. The redo. Can we have a mulligan on that whole Apocalypse Now thing?
I want a do-over,
please. When you got that much money, you can do it.
The Blue Nose 2 is coming back out of the water. Mm. This thing is already millions upon millions of dollars over budget. Mm. Many, many months over schedule, and now they got to haul this thing out of the water again to make modifications because, oh gosh, the guy who turns the wheel, you know, that captain fella, can't turn the wheel. I guess it is just so heavy, the rudder, that they can't turn the wheel to make the rudder work properly.
Now, I thought that they rebuilt this thing to be like the original. Have they made modifications so you can't even turn the rudder now?
Well, and herein lies the problem. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the rudder is made out of solid steel, making it way overweight.
The original wasn't solid steel.
No, the original was wood.
Yeah.
And all of the engineers and all of the designers, they warned them, said, you know what? Solid steel, not a good idea. We really don't recommend this. And for whatever reason, they went ahead. And now this thing is too heavy to actually steer the steering gear. So they're thinking that they've got to do some stuff. And so one of the suggestions on the table now is that they're going to encase this solid steel rudder in some more floatable material like styrofoam. So it'll be a little more buoyant and easier to turn. So now the Blue Nose 2, they were hoping to have tourists on board by this summer tourist season. Now they're saying it'll get there when it gets there.
You know what this reminds me of? I believe it was a story that Farley Mowat told.
Okay.
They had these researchers that were going up to the frozen north to do their research, and they decided that if you had tight nylon pressed against the skin and then other layers on top of that with some down in between and then a synthetic polyfiber on top of that and then a shell, that that produces the warmest possible thing that you could wear when you're up north.
Okay.
Within weeks, they were all wearing skins.
Yeah.
Just like the natives had been doing for years. So sometimes modern technology does not improve what we've already done. And so if it was a wooden rudder that they had on the Blue Nose 2,
there was a reason for it.
Yeah. Make it out of wood. Here's another example. Evil tropical oils. You do not want coconut oil because that's bad for you. It's high cholesterol. It's this, that. A lot of people still think that.
Yeah.
So what do we have instead? We have this. It's called hydrogenated vegetable oil. See, this starts off as a pure vegetable oil.
Yeah.
And what we do is we bubble hydrogen through it and we turn it into something else.
Yeah.
We make it a trans fat. Mm. Heard of those before?
Yeah.
And so now everybody's going, well, hang on a second. The hydrogenated oils are not good for you. What's good for you? You go to a health food store now and they have coconut oil.
Yep.
Kind of what we've been eating for years. Kind of like the wooden rudder on the Blue Nose 2.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Farley Mowat outfits out north. north. You see, it's all coming together, man. We figured it out years ago, and we keep trying to improve it.
We're just not getting that smart.
There endeth my little rant. I didn't even think I'd be ranting today.
No. Oof.
Do you not agree with that, though?
I mean, no, it makes perfect sense. I mean, they're trying to improve upon something that didn't need improving. Needed fixing, needed updating, but not necessarily improvement.
Here's another example. Battleship, the game. You remember Battleship, the game?
Battleship, yeah. You sunk my Battleship.
Battleship used to be something that you would write on a piece of paper. We used to do that in school. You can do Battleship. Just make a grid. Both of you have a grid, and you kind of put your, you know, that's how you do it.
Okay.
Well, they turned it into a game, and it was a great game with little pegs and things like that. Well, then we thought, well, let's make this even better. So we had electronic Battleship that had, like, ship sounds and things. And then you had, like, video computer Battleship and stuff. I just went down to the store. Guess what they're selling?
What?
The original. They're calling it the original, and they're jacking the price up. The original Battleship.
Well, I think what happened was they hit rock bottom with that piece of shit movie, Battleship, starring Rihanna. So that was the sort of the end game right there.
I don't know about you, but the whole idea, if I was in that office when the movie was pitched, we're going to do a movie about a strategy game that kids play.
Yeah.
Kings and Queens.
This is Dungeons and Dragons, isn't it?
No. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? It's Battleship. You know, you sunk my Battleship.
You got your funding.
Good night, everybody. That's it.
So it's Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and already getting reports of ticks in the area. Lyme disease, of course, is spread by infected ticks. It's got to be a bite from a black-legged tick, and already Lyme disease, well, already known to be in parts of Yarmouth, Pictou County, Lunenburg, Queens, and right here in the Halifax Regional Municipality.
Listen closely.
That's right.
She knows of what she speaks, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa Blackburn, maybe you don't know this. Frank Magazine, are you listening?
Mm-mm.
Lisa Blackburn has Lyme disease.
Well, had. I was diagnosed back in November of last year.
Does it really go away?
As far as I know.
I think so, but it's that long term. If they don't get it and hit it with antibiotics right away, then you can have it for life.
That's right. And boy, I was lucky enough to have a doctor who recognized the rash. Because I didn't have the traditional bullseye rash. I did have a rash on my leg. But it just wasn't shaped right, so I sort of ignored it for a while. But
now, is that because your leg isn't shaped right, or is
nice?
Maybe it was a bullseye, but then it just kind of she's all red.
That's now. Fine. That's no, fine. Yeah. You keep going. That's fine.
Good night, everyone. It's going to be a great weekend for me.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Enjoy the backyard. but he recognized it, and it wasn't until I started showing other symptoms, like just extreme fatigue and
howling at the moon.
Things like that. Exactly.
Well, we watched that documentary. David Suzuki did a documentary on ticks. And
fascinating.
When that first came out, they said that a tick has to be on you for over 24 hours, or is it 48 hours, in order for the Lyme disease virus to be transferred to you? And I thought, well, I think anybody would notice a tick.
No.
When they first start biting, these things are almost microscopic.
That's
we are
right.
talking head of a pin. By the time you can actually see those vile, disgusting creatures, they're old grandpas. They've already given birth there. They can still bite you at that age, but it's the tiny ones that you can't even see.
Exactly.
Or feel, especially in the middle of summer here with black flies and mosquitoes and all this stuff. It's just another itch. We have them all the time, right?
And you just think about the hours that I spent running up and down that logging road by our house here with the dogs.
It might actually take a few days or a week for things to change, like on iTunes, but depending on where you actually download the podcast from, you'll notice a new logo that we have. And a lot of people saying they really like it.
Yeah.
I think it looks fancy. Like to thank, once again, Max Speed. Boy, it's nice to have an extraordinary film producer, director who happens to be a fan of the show, isn't it?
That's awesome. Thanks again for the fabulous work, my darling. Listen, if you want to drop off your personal papers to be shredded, today is the day. 3:30 this afternoon until 6:30 this evening at the CBC building, the back parking lot. So just go around the back alley there on Bell Road, and they're going to have the big truck there from Shred Guard. And folks from Credit Union Atlantic will be there as well. And they're accepting donations for Phoenix Youth Programs. So great opportunity to get rid of some of those old tax returns and personal papers that you just don't want to hang around the house anymore.
Interesting coincidence. I just bought a Shred Guard for my guitar. Does that sound like something you'd You're going to need a shred guard, or you're really going to wreck that guitar if you're going to be playing that song.
Now, normally, two girls in Fall River getting a haircut wouldn't be news, but it was this week. They're twins, Sophia and Juliana Lawrence. They're in grade 4 at Ashley Jefferson Elementary School. They became the 6th and 7th girls in the school to donate their hair within the last 6 months. And I guess these girls had braids all the way down their back. The hair was cut. It's going to be donated and used to make wigs for kids fighting cancer. And the teachers there call the girls Super Hairios. And kind of neat. Their parents are quite thrilled with this, encourage them big time, not for the charity aspect of it,
but because they don't want those sinks clogged up anymore.
Well, even more practical than that, both girls play hockey and they were sick of braiding their hair before every game so they could fit the hair inside the helmets.
Although I remember back in the 1970s, the guys had pretty long hair. They didn't braid it.
Mm.
That's sexist.
There were NHLers that had hair that long.
Yeah, well, mullet. The mullet was called hockey hair.
Yeah, but the difference between having hair halfway down your back and having a mullet.
I've seen some pretty big mullets before. let me just guide you to uglymullet.com. Take a look at that baby. It goes right down to his lower back.
All right, frozen yogurt fans, rejoice. Today is the day. The Sackville store is opening. Now, I'm not sure how this is pronounced. Is it yay? It's Y-E-H exclamation point.
Oh, okay. Can I go off on a tangent, please?
Sure.
I know I'm not known for this, but I must go off on a tangent.
All right.
How do you spell yay? I have been wanting, when I'm texting you, you say, hey, I just got that thing done. And I go, yay, Y-E-A-H. And then I look at it and I go, that's yeah. What's yay? And then I end up typing Y-A-Y, and then that just looks lame.
Mm.
How do you spell yay? I think it's Y-E-A-H.
Y-E-A-H, exclamation point on the side of a frozen yogurt tub, apparently.
Well, is that yay or is that yeah?
Good question, but either way.
No, it's a very good question. And I want an answer. This is something that I've been wanting to ask you or our listeners for a long time.
Okay.
How the hell do you spell yay?
Mm.
And yeah, because there's a big difference. You want to say yay to somebody, you're cheering them on.
Right.
So you type Y-E-A-H and
that's yeah.
You're saying like, yeah. No, that's not the message I wanted to say. I wanted to say I'm behind you. I'm applauding you. Yay. Congratulations. Not yeah. See what I mean?
It's the subtleties of the language.
Yay. No, you go, yeah. It can't be the same word, is it?
No, it's not. But this yay means frozen yogurt. And the shop opens at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and they're offering 15% off. So,
getting back to the frozen yogurt, I want to know about this word.
The man wants some answers.
I want to know how to spell yay, how to spell yeah, and what the difference is. Write us, Jamie and Lisa, at yahoo.ca.
Not C-A.
C-A. Or is that yahoo.ca? Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Well, all these things bother me. Like, really, that one has bothered me for quite some time. You know, it drives me crazy when people don't know the difference between there, and there.
Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah, and people just do it wrong on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But this yay and yeah thing is just, that's driving me crazy. Because I'd like to be able to, you know, and then you can't just write Y-A. That's yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
That's not right.
Well, if you were applauding somebody, seriously, if you were applauding somebody, you know, somebody did something and you wanted to congratulate them by saying yay, how would you spell that?
I don't know. That's one of those things. I've never known the answer to that.
So
that's
why the hell do you keep going back to the yogurt? We need answers. Jamie and Lisa at yahoo.ca. Yay!
And finally, telling you about something big that is coming up tomorrow.
I got to interrupt you one more time.
Okay.
The reason I'm interrupting you this time is because I don't think we have done justice to that yogurt story. There are people there that have this business that's open that goes, Jamie, will you shut up? She hasn't given us the information. Every time she tries to do the information. So let's go over it one more time. Where is it opening?
It's in Sackville.
Yeah.
It's down by where Water and Wine used to be in the old Walmart Plaza.
Yes. Okay.
Opens up 3 o'clock this afternoon, 15% off.
Tell them Jamie and Lisa sent you.
Perfect.
You won't get anything, but just tell them that. Really freak them out.
You're going to get 15% off anyway because that's their opening day special.
Okay. But tell them Jamie and Lisa sent you and they'll give you 15% off.
And finally, a big party going on tomorrow at Big Leagues in Dartmouth. It is the Bash for BJ.
Mm.
Now, for those folks not familiar, this is a fundraiser for a gentleman by the name of BJ Burke. He is and was the morning voice on Q104 for a number of years.
Yes, he took over after I left.
Correct. And I worked with him for a few years myself.
Yes. One of the nicest, one of the sweetest guys in the business.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the sweetest guys, period.
Good down-home Cape Breton boy. Mm-hmm. And he was diagnosed a little over 4 years ago with leukemia and just has finished up his second bone marrow transplant. It's been a real struggle the last few years, so they are having a fundraiser for him and his family. Now, my understanding is there are very few tickets available for this. Starts at 3 o'clock, goes until 7.
For God's sakes, if there are, please get them. This is one of those events you do not want to miss.
No, exactly. And that said, donations are also being accepted through East Coast Credit Union. You can drop them off at any of the East Coast Credit Union locations in the HRM, Upper Stewiacke, Kearney Lake, Sheet Harbor, Elmsdale, Fall River, Sackville, and Dartmouth, or you can do it online at eastcoastcu.ca. It is, you know, you can arrange for an e-transfer as well. And I'll tell you, it's going to a great cause, a hardworking man who has fallen on ill health and needs a little bit of help. He spent a lifetime helping his community, so mm-hmm. it's now time for his community to help him.
We are definitely going to be there ourselves.
We will be there with bells on.
And BJ, if you're listening to us right now, we're thinking of you. We are always thinking of you. So get better, man.
That's right. We'll see you on Saturday.
Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday.
Until then.